Business AM.
Radio Special Cybersecurity.
Welkom hier bij Business AM. Ik ben Sophie Sonck en deze radiospecial staat in het teken van cybersecurity. Ik heb een gesprek met mevrouw Xenia Iliuk, hoofd research bij Detector Media in Oekraïne. Ik praat met haar in het Engels. Welkom, Miss Iliuk.
Hallo.
Miss Iliuk, you are a specialist in leveraging the power of artificial intelligence to identify and expose hostile information influence, in particular on social media. Am I to imagine that you just check as many, if not all, facts and stories as possible for a particular target audience? Or what is the core of your business?
So basically, we focus on the coordinated behavior and coordinated efforts. Not only we do not focus on checking whether the story is true or not, because unfortunately the modern nature of information, ill-intended information campaigns, is much more complicated, and we all more and more often see when actually very truthful information can be weaponized against a specific target group in communities and basically to pit one community against another community. That's why we are trying to look any kind of coordination. It could be from one point like bots and trolls activity, which is like a very visible, understandable, coordinated behavior. But we could also look into coordinated behavior in terms of context, when the same messages suddenly appearing on several platforms, or a few influencers suddenly have the same topic that they are promoting in a specific manner. Mm-hmm. So that's why we are rather focusing on this.
Is it propaganda you are after, or is there a distinction in the types of malign campaigns?
There are overall, of course, different distinguishes in terms of, I usually call it ill-intended information campaigns, because we see more and more that different actors could be the ones who are doing these ill-intended information campaigns. This could be state. With states, it's, of course, mostly propaganda-related, but overall, we see some companies doing ill-intended information campaigns. We have some cases of companies and states being the ones that are together organizing ill-intended information campaigns. Mm-hmm. So I would say it's way broader than just the propaganda that we have in mind when we hear the word.
Yeah. And can you give an example of one key malign campaign, and how do you debunk it?
I think that the biggest, of course, malign information campaign that has so many sub-malign information campaign is, of course, the warfare against Ukraine. And here I would just give one small example that we didn't debunk, actually. We don't debunk everything. This is just... You could use different strategies for it, but I would say that the very interesting one was about attacking Ukrainian volunteers. That actually it was heavily connected to the bombing of Ukrainian cities. And at the morning, basically, it was the malign information campaign within one day. So in the morning, we started tracking messages that were trying to push people to panic, to buy the groceries, to go out on the streets, to leave the country. Basically, to act as distractive as possible, mm-hmm. and to be in this panic. And when those spreading this, responsible for this malign information campaign, saw that this is not working, that actually people do the opposite, they are collecting money, they are donating money to Ukrainian volunteers, they started attacking volunteers. And we will be able to track it in basically in real time, minute by minute, how their targets were changing. And we were helping multiple Ukrainian civil society organizations to do debunking, to show it, and even just to show how this has been changing throughout mm-hmm. the day.
We will talk later about the warfare campaigns, but your company, Detector Media, uses AI to monitor our information environment, especially digital and social media, to hunt for the source of disinformation. But how can you start strengthening the dissemination of quality and accurate information?
I've started doing it in Detector Media, that is Ukrainian nonprofit organization, and I moved from that to Let's Data, the company that we co-founded right now, which we are more focusing on leveraging AI and all of the things to do within the company. And overall, there are so many aspects to it, you know, like the part lies within the quality journalism. There is part about educating people and raising awareness about disinformation as a threat. And even there is a part of like working with advertisements, because there's actually, you know, these banners that are sold on the website, the placements. There are so many cases when you could see so many disinformation there and people are just paying for it. So there is like even this kind of work that you have to do with the advertisement business to create this co-regulation within them to not be interested in taking orders from those spreading malicious information. So I would say so many aspects to tackle.
Mm-hmm. Let's dig deeper into how disinformation affects everyone's decision-making process. Who am I going to choose? Which region should a company invest in or not? Am I going to join a protest or not? Do I believe in conspiracy theories or not? How does that work?
So basically, first of all, it heavily impacts the way we feel. Unfortunately, but malign information campaigns, they usually do not operate with facts. They operate with emotions, and they try to make us feel very strong emotions. It doesn't matter if they are positive or negative. They just target for this very strong emotion, like when you are very passionate about something. Because having people in this state, making it very easy for those who want to manipulate us to actually try to change the course to transfer this emotion into some decision making or some actions overall. So I think the first level is that each of us being affected on the very emotional level, that we feel stressed, that we feel overwhelmed, that overall impacts the way how we feel on the daily basis. And then, of course, the second part is that how actually we make decisions, like very small ones, to share something on Facebook or not to share, you know, to post something or not to post, to some a very big decision making in our life, like overall, what candidate to choose, what's on the referendum in a country, which option to choose. So that basically has a very, very long-term consequences on our daily life.
And do spreaders of fake news not often target a target group that is financially, economically, and socially backward? Or are higher educated people also being misled more often than they realize?
Unfortunately, yes, more different categories of people are being targeted despite of their level of education, wealth, and we've seen, for instance, some very sophisticated malign information campaigns target people with PhDs, you know, specifically for them. Like there were some academics that they were receiving that from the state. There was a state-organized malign information campaigns that they created a completely fake dissertations, and they were going to academic conferences worldwide spreading this kind of completely artificially created hypotheses, proofs, and so on and so far. So actually, anyone could be targeted. It just unfortunately still the general public that is very diverse in this understanding is much more targeted than this very niche specific campaigns.
Yeah. Is it pointless to strive for 100% information hygiene in an era when the world is completely and irreversibly transforming digitally?
I think this is something definitely to strive for all the time, but definitely we have to be aware that, as you mentioned, it's changing all the time. There's going to be new and new factors, new variables all the time. But this is something to strive for, because this is one actually of the goals of those doing malign information campaigns. They try to make us believe that the information is so distorted, that everything is so complex, that it's pointless to actually find the truth and look for truth. So I think we still have to believe and strive for this ideal option, and then of course to adapt to the realities and to accept these new changes and adapt all the time.
Yes. Is it a daily habit that we have to do our personal hygiene for this information?
Indeed. And I think this is something that has dramatically changed compared to like 10 or 15 years ago. Basically, information literacy and critical thinking is right now the skill that everyone has to have. Like, that's basically right now the obligatory skill for everyone to have, because 10, 15 years ago it was easier in terms of that. It was like good to know, good to understand, but not necessary. And nowadays it is actually a necessary skill to navigate your life.
We gaan er heel even uit nu. We zijn zo terug met Xenia Iliuk met meer over cybersecurity.
Business AM. Radio Special Cybersecurity.